Is Kevin McCarthy about to impeach or call for impeachment of Joe Biden? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. Do me a favor. Can you please go ahead? You know the routine. Hit the thumbs up. On Facebook, if you're on Facebook, go ahead and type in exclamation point notify, just like you see it right there. Exclamation point notify, all one word. Let's put the exclamation point in the beginning, notify. Exclamation point notify on YouTube. Hit the thumbs up and hit the share button as well. Thumbs up and share button, same thing on Rumble. Same thing on Rumble. You know that thumb right there. Hit that thumb. Smash that thumb and hit the share button. Okay, of course, I'm going to run out of time as I normally do, and I can't share everything with you, but let's just get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is the southern border. The southern border is still in shambles. The southern border is still in a chaos. I talked about it briefly last night about what's happening on our southern border. How is it, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it, how is it that the federal government is refusing to defend and protect the American people on the southern border when we're literally being invaded? They don't know who's coming across. There's been countless number of terrorists crossing into the border of America. And the ones they don't know about, where are they? Right? How could they possibly know where they are if they don't even know about them? Or at least they're not telling us about them. And the ones that they do catch, was it catch release on them too? Why have the federal government not done their due diligence and locked the border down? Ever since Joe Biden walked through the doors of the White House, the border has just been declining. And it's all part of because they want to get rid of our sovereignty. They want to tear down the country. Prove me if I'm wrong. Prove it. Prove me wrong. I guarantee that you can't prove me wrong. Because you all see it. Well, for those of you that's been paying attention, and for those of you that have been paying attention, you know that I'm right. You're not going to even try to prove me wrong. You're just going to show and say, "Will, why would I try to prove you wrong when you are correct?" But the trolls, probably not even trolls in on here. But let me get to this first one for you. This was them talking about the southern border, and of course, now you have the federal government wanting to sue Texas Governor Abbott because he's protecting us. This doesn't make any sense. I need the Twilight Zone music. How's the Twilight Zone? I can't even play it here because then they hit me with that CW thing. But listen to this.
It's the Justice Department going to court later today, filing suit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the state of Texas over the floating barrier installed in the Rio Grande River to deter migrant crossings. The DOJ claims this is a humanitarian and environmental issue. Governor Abbott says he'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if he has to.
Joining us now for more is Texas State Representative and former Chief of Staff at HHS under President Trump, Brian Harrison, and Staff Lieutenant with the Texas Highway Patrol, Christopher Olivares. Good morning to you both. Congressman, I want to start with you, get your thoughts on Governor Abbott's barrier in the Rio Grande. Essentially, this is what he has to do. He has to take it in his own hands.
It's absolutely what we have to do. And this Biden lawsuit against the state of Texas proves that Joe Biden is, in fact, the America last president. When Joe Biden assumed the office, he inherited the most secure border this nation's ever known. He actively had to work to turn this into a humanitarian crisis down there on the southern border. And the fact is that now Joe Biden is fighting harder.
Listen to this. Joe Biden is fighting harder to do what? Protect the American people? Who is this dude supporting in the White House? Who is he for in the White House? He's going to tell you.
The state of Texas, then he is the cartels, the coyotes, the human traffickers, and the drug smugglers. Okay, we have known terrorists illegally crossing our borders, people on the terror watch list that he is not prosecuting.
Yeah.
But he's now going to turn his attention and fight the state of Texas for doing the job that he won't. This is the state of Texas. We are the first impacted by this disaster. We are the most impacted. And Mr. President, if you or your team is watching, I would say this to you. Do your job or get the hell out of the way. Governor.
I like that. Do your job and get the hell out of the way. Absolutely. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the entire federal government that's over at Mayorkas, they're supposed to be securing our southern borders, defending and protecting us as the American people. They're doing diddly. I mean, they're doing just the opposite. Kamala Harris, take her happy tail down to Florida because of woke issues, because they're lying about the history, and she won't even go about history being made in our southern border right now. Make it make sense.
Governor Abbott is exactly right to be deploying these buoys and doing the job that Joe Biden won't, and saving Texas, saving America from the Biden border crisis.
I guarantee you that the president is not up right now watching, but his team certainly is.
Somebody is.
Yeah, Lieutenant, good to have you on this morning. Can you just tell us what this barrier, is it actually working? How big is it? How much of the river does it actually take up?
Rob Allison, good morning. So this marine barrier is 1,000 feet in length. Of course, this is just the first part as far as trying to add more preventive measures to discourage illegal border crossings. And that's the fact of the matter, that the federal government has not stepped in to prevent preventive measures to discourage people from crossing the border. They talk about, they want to criticize what Texas is doing, but yet look at what we are doing for the past 2 years. And even now, we're trying to prevent people from crossing the river. The river is very dangerous. That is not a normal way or a legal way to seek asylum. That's why these individuals need to go to a port of entry and seek asylum if they wish to do that. But the federal government has not done nothing to discourage that. They have not stepped in to try to prevent that. And yet they talk about preserving human life. But if they really cared about human life, then they would enforce immigration laws. But it's the state of Texas that's stepping in. We're trying to prevent these legal border crossings. Also, the flow of drugs that are coming across between the borders, criminals that are coming between the borders. And you mentioned it, too. I mean, the federal government uses all their energy, all their focus on the state of Texas, but yet you would think they would use that energy to actually focus on the criminals, on the drugs, on the Mexican drug cartels.
Right.
But again, their focus right now is what the state of Texas is doing.
Their focus is on the state of Texas because the state of Texas is wanting to defend the people in Texas and ultimately the American people.
And wow.
So they're going to go after him. I mean, come on, people. What does this say? What does this mean?
I mean, well, this is a very hurtful.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
News story for the Biden administration, because guess what? Greg Abbott and those border Texas border agents, they're getting the word out. They're saying, listen, they are failing us. They're failing even bigger America. Right. And they're saying, they're praising Abbott for what he is trying to do.
Think about this, though. You have the federal government going after Governor Abbott, going after the state of Texas because they're actually defending and protecting the American people. I talked about this last night. This is so bad. This federal government is no longer the federal government for the American people. It wasn't that way when Joe Biden stepped in. It was never for the American people. This absolutely proves it, that they're not trying to do anything for the American people. They're doing just the opposite. Come on. Come on.
Come on, man.
Really, come on. This doesn't make a lick of sense for this to be happening this way. This doesn't make a lick of sense. Listen to this one. Listen to this one with Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz, he hits the nail on the head as well.
Greg Abbott is a good friend of mine, and thank God Texas is standing up and fighting to defend our state. It's rich that Joe Biden and his administration has utterly failed in the southern border. They produced the worst illegal immigration in the history of our nation. 7 million people have crossed illegally under Joe Biden. And what does the Biden administration do? They don't show up on the border and say, we're going to fix the problem. What do they do instead? They come in and sue Texas and say, damn it, Texas, why are you trying to protect Texans to stop the cartels and stop the drugs? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely. They should be ashamed of themselves. But you know what? They're not. They are not ashamed of themselves. They're completely fine with the collapse of the southern border. They're completely fine with the collapse of the United States of America. They're completely fine with all of us going into possibly World War III, because they're really pushing for it. They're completely fine with it. Completely fine with it. Please, somebody help me understand. Wait a minute. To my understanding, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but the federal government, they're supposed to adhere to the U.S. Constitution. Are they not? And see, I'm starting to hear other people really talk about how the left is viewing the U.S. Constitution. I'm hearing more people talk about it. I've been talking about it for years. I'm not saying I'm the only one. But what I've been saying is that the left, they hate and disregard the U.S. Constitution so much that they're willing to just do whatever it is that they want to do to destroy it. I've said that I have had conversations with people. I've had conversations with people that call themselves constitutionalists. And they said, Will, the Democrats can't do X, Y, Z. And I said, but you're telling me that they can't do it. Why they're doing it? And you say that they can't do it because of the U.S. Constitution. People used to say this all the time. Will, we have the Constitution. And I say, I agree with you. We do have the Constitution. But when those that are in control, those that are in power, don't adhere to the U.S. Constitution, what does it mean for the rest of us? Because they're disregarding it. I'm going to prove something to you tonight about how they disregard the U.S. Constitution, especially when we get to the point what McCarthy had to say. But before we get to that, I want y'all to listen to this. Remember Kamala Harris, instead of her going down to the southern border, she takes her happy tail down to Florida, right? She's the border czar, supposedly. She's doing a terrible job at everything. You know, everything. But she's good about going down there about culture war issues. Listen to this from this young man. He's one of the authors of the curriculum in the state of Florida. And you see what he looks like. For those of you that are listening on the audio podcast, this is a black male. I want y'all to listen to what he says about Kamala Harris. You think he's going to side with her, or do you think he's going to side with the truth? Listen.
There's been a little bit of backlash to these standards that, you know, were put out. And, you know, like you said, that, you know, these were done in open session, so the public could, you know, listen or watch along. You know, what would you say to critics who say these standards have set education back?
Well, I can't answer critics whom I haven't seen or heard. The only criticism I've encountered so far is a single one that was articulated by the vice president, and which was an error. As I stated in my response to the vice president, it was categorically false. It was never said that slavery was beneficial to Africans. What was said, and anyone who reads this will see this with clarity.
Now, listen to this part right here, because he says if you just listen to it and read it with clarity, which Kamala Harris is incapable of doing, I don't think Kamala Harris has clarity on anything. And every time I see Kamala Harris, I'm looking for the broom in the room, because the one that she rode in on. Every time I just had this vision of a broom somewhere close by. I mean, I guess I just got accustomed to thinking that when I see the Wicked Witch from the West. But listen to what he says, because it's not just Kamala Harris. It's other Democrats that's unable to have clarity. It's real simple. Listen.
It is the case that Africans prove resourceful, resilient, and adaptive, and were able to develop skills and aptitudes which serve to their benefit, both while enslaved and after enslavement.
Did y'all hear what he just said? And see, Kamala Harris and the Democrats want you to think otherwise. I mean, how dare he say that Black people actually learn something? What? What is going on? What is he saying? You know what they would call him? The same thing they call me. Same thing they call me. And it's not anything pleasant, right? They call me all of these colorful, colorful names. And I have some other ones on Twitter say some stuff that, you know, pretty threatening. Pretty threatening. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should just report them. But, you know, especially when they start saying some threatening stuff, you can say whatever it is about you, what you want to say about Will Johnson. I'll even support you to say all the nasty stuff about Will Johnson. I'll support you. because you have that freedom, right? You have that freedom to do so. But when it comes to the left, you don't have freedom of speech. You know that? When it comes to those on the left, everybody on the right, you don't have freedom of speech. And they call everything that we say on the right, everything that we say on the right, they call that hate speech. You know why they call it hate speech? Because they hate to hear the truth. That's why they say that. That's why they say that. Now, of course, you can say something hateful. Everybody can say something hateful, but it's still considered free speech. They want to make it possible to where you say anything that they deem hateful or because it hurt their feelings, that you are not able to say it, that you should not be able to say it. Listen to this one. This is on Fox News, where they're actually talking about the same thing. Free speech. Free speech is a bad phrase for the left. They hate to hear it.
Rapper, actor, and film producer Ice Cube has a new message for people the left is trying to cancel. Fight back.
Yeah, right? So here's Ice Cube jumping in, right? It's all about free speech, but they don't even want Ice Cube to say anything. And the only thing that I have the issue about this clip is that Ice Cube, I've yet to hear him come out. He kind of like a roundabout way acknowledge the people who's doing this to him, because it's not conservatives, it's not Christians that's trying to silence him. It's not. But he won't come out directly and say it's these Democrats, it's those on the left. Just come out and say it. They're already doing it to you. Are you melting? Speak up. Say it. Listen, maybe y'all disagree with me.
Say what you want to say and to hell with the consequences. Mm. You got to be willing to fight for your rights and fight for what you believe in.
See, he's saying that, right? Fight for your rights, fight for what you believe in, right? And I'm not perceiving that he's saying that we need to physically go out and fight people, not like the left, Antifa and BLM. Y'all heard that song? Not in my town. Y'all heard that song? Jason Aberdeen. Y'all heard that song? I mean, my goodness, this is actually a really, really good song. I so wish I could play it here for you. But, you know, they'll just penalize me. Even though if Jason Aberdeen gave me the permission to play the song on here, they would still hit me with it and say, well, we need to see. What, huh? Well, they don't want him to play it, especially after they know exactly what the song means now. And I completely agree. You're not going to try that in my town, because you notice they only did it in the major cities where the Democrats are controlling everything. That's the only place that they were doing this chaos. They didn't take it out into the rural areas. They didn't take it out to the small towns, right? Because they knew better. They knew better. That's why they didn't do that. They weren't going to neighborhood, except for that one. Well, I forget what it was. They went to that one place where in front of the house, and they were and the husband and the wife went out there with arms, right? And then they tried to sue them because they went out there protecting their home because they, you know, Antifa and BLM, they were burning everything down. They caused destruction all across the country. You know what else they caused? They caused all of the thievery that's taking place. Have y'all heard about the story about what happened in Lowe's? Y'all heard about that one? This young lady worked there for 14 years. 14 years. To my understanding, she was going to retire from Lowe's. But you had these thugs going in there constantly stealing stuff. And she just said, you know what? I can't take it anymore. They're like stealing everything, walking out the door, taking everything that they want, anything that they want. She held onto the cart. The thugs end up beating her down. And then Lowe's end up firing her. Make that make sense. So we live in a world to where people doing the right thing, they get beat up. And then the company that they're working for doing the right thing, fires them. Does that sound familiar to you? It sounds like as soon as they found out that she was a Trump supporter, I don't even know if she was a Trump supporter. She probably will be now. But if they find out that you're a Trump supporter and you're working at certain companies, they end up firing you too. That's why some people were tight-lipped about it, didn't say anything. And personally, your vote is a personal thing. You don't have to share the information with anybody. But as soon as some companies found out, they went and got you. It's so bad across the country. It's so bad in the United States of America. You have to do stuff like this. Split screen it for me. Y'all seen this before, right? Look at this. Look at this. What is that? What is that? This is in a, I think this, I don't even know what store this is.
This is San Francisco.
I know, I don't even know what store this is, but this is in California. So in California, in order for them to keep stuff on the shelves without it just walking out the door, whoever put the chains on these doors should be fired, right? Is this essentially what's happening? Because they're preventing people from stealing. And the only reason why these companies don't want to go after the people who's actually doing the stealing, because you have the woke left coming after them saying, how dare you? These people don't have anything. These people don't have jobs. These people don't want to get jobs. So you should just give them whatever it is that they ask or whatever it is that they take. Like in the state of California, I think it's up to $900 that you can walk out the door with merchandise and they won't do anything to you. Consider it a misdemeanor.
It's like $995. Yeah,
consider it a misdemeanor. If they catch you, oh, yeah, we'll just give you a slap in the head. Don't do it again. Okay,
and,
okay.
And actually, this, I do know this is in San Francisco. I think it's like a Walgreens or something like that.
It's somewhere, yeah, I think they're locking up all of the ice cream.
It's in Nancy Pelosi's district.
Yes.
And it's in the great state of California that Gavin Newsom brags about.
The great state of California. The great state of California. And of course, bragging how wonderful it is. Well, look at this. See, this is classic here. Oh my goodness. This is so classic. So you have the Communist News Network, better known as CNN. They go there and they're doing an interview with this location, talking about what's going on and what's happening. And what's really interesting, the reason why I call this classic is because the Communist News Network, in my personal opinion, is part of the problem. They created this problem. The Summer of Love remind you of anything? Watch what happens while they are reporting about the chains being on the doors.
This.
Chains, heavy chains that went from padlock to padlock on both sides of the doors. And this was bizarre, something I'd never seen before. This is just more icing on the cake, telling us that rampant crime has become a regular part of life.
So typical that in the 30 minutes we were at this Walgreens, we watched three people, including this man, steal.
Did that guy pay? Come again? Did that guy pay? He didn't pay.
He didn't pay. And see, what's really interesting is that the Communist News Network, along with MSDNC and the rest of the Alphabet Network Soup Group, they all ignore the fact that they contribute to this problem. How many of y'all think that they did not contribute to this problem? How many of y'all think that you know, well, no, there's nothing to see here? Put the Facebook comments up on the screen for me. Put the Facebook comments on the screen. And I do apologize. For some reason, I'm not sure what happened. The feed did not go to Rumble. So I'm going to have to investigate that when we get done tonight. I do apologize for that, because actually I do have some stuff that I want to show you that I can't show you here. But I do have enough to show you all this crazy stuff. So I'm just kind of curious. Now we got the comments on there. Is it just me? Or do you think that the liberal media, which I call the government state media, do you think they had anything to do with it? Do you think they possibly contribute to the crime that we're seeing in the United States of America? Right? It's just like a yes or no question here. Do y'all think they contribute to the crime that we're seeing? And for those of y'all, when I say government state media, do y'all know what that means? Do y'all know what that means? Government state media? Do you know what that means? Just out of curiosity, do you know what government state media is? If you never heard that phrase, you really should go look it up, because that's exactly what's happening here in the United States of America. We literally have the government state media right before our very eyes. Okay, let's get to the main topic of tonight's title. Is McCarthy about to put his foot down? Right? Is McCarthy finally going to do what the American people has been screaming about? Right? Is it going to happen? Let me see. Kathy's saying, yes, it is. They're at fault. I'm just going to say that real quick before I move on. Amy said, absolutely. Sherry said, yes. Rebecca said, shared. Thank you so much, Rebecca. What a blessing. Thank you so much. I really do see it a blessing when you hit the share button. Relaine, I'm not sure how you say this. Says she can't see any comments. I'm not sure why. I can see your comment. Not sure what's going on with that. But a lot of people, let me see. Carrie Ann says, where I live in a small town, we would not be able to just walk out and did they would not just walk out. If we did, they would get our license plates and the cops would meet us at home.
Did she say small town? You know, like that video.
Yeah,
of small town?
A small town. Yeah.
Yeah, no. You can't get away with stuff like that in a
small
town.
No, in a small town, no. I mean, because small town, they believe in small businesses. Because that's 100%. That's what making the small towns thrive. The small business, right? That's what's making them thrive. But, of course, the left, they don't like to see that. They don't like that idea. Okay, let me go to this first one. This is with Donald's. Listen to Donald's. Go ahead and split screen it. Go ahead and bring it over. This is with Donald's. Listen to what Donald's is saying, because Donald's is straight up talking about the corruption and what's been happening and what people need to know. This before we get to McCarthy, I got this one clip I want to share with you, because Donald's absolutely says something that a lot of people are not aware of. And even though those on the left become aware of it, they're going to completely deny what he's about to say in his video. I want y'all to pay attention for the number 5.
The Crossfire Hurricane investigation, it was a lie. They lied to the FISA courts. They spied on Trump's campaign, all because Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the next president and everybody got scared that she might lose. They were covering up for her at the time, so they lied. Obama was briefed on the fact that she lied, and Russia collusion was them interfering in the 2016 election, but they weren't successful. The 2020 election, the cover-up of the FBI Form 1023, the cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop, the cover-up of the fact that, yes, the Bidens took millions of dollars from Burisma in a public corruption scandal, including Joe Biden, and they covered it up. That was interfering in the 2020 election. And now here we are in 2024. Indictment after indictment. Even if you want to say that there's a document issue, that's a process issue. There are no criminal provisions in the Presidential Records Act, because presidents are allowed to have a back and forth with NARA for a 5-year period. It hasn't even been 3 years.
Did y'all hear that? That's the key point right there. President Trump has a 5-year period to have these documents. So what are they doing? They have to do it now because of the season that we're going into. Y'all know what the season is? Let me play it for you. For those of you that just missed what he just said, it's so important. There's a 5-year period President Trump has with these documents. It's not 30 days. It's not 1 year. It's not 2 years. It's not 3 years. It's 5-year period. That's the very reason President Trump is like, you know, I have time. Listen very carefully.
Criminal provisions in the Presidential Records Act, because presidents are allowed to have a back and forth with NARA for a 5-year period. It hasn't even been 3 years. This is the Democrats destroying the very fabric of our country because they want power. They want to institutionalize their agenda. And when Donald Trump became president, it was a pause in their ability to institutionalize their agenda.
5-year period, people. Yep, 5 years.
5 years to process the paperwork.
Yes.
And just like Byron said, it's only been 3 years. So this is why, you know, they've been talking about on the liberal media so much how Trump has been, you know, going back and forth with them. Well, it's because he knew he had plenty of time.
Yes.
To go through the paperwork. He said, I'm going through it.
Yes. And on top of that, the FBI went to his home the first time. And if it was a major, major issue, the first time the FBI showed up, they would have been addressing it then. The second time was for theater. This, what they're doing to President Trump now, they're trying to sway the public opinion. But every time they do this to President Trump, what happens to him? Anybody? Can we put the comments on the screen for Facebook one more time here? You know, do YouTube first. Do YouTube. Yeah, do YouTube. And then, okay. See, we got people on YouTube. Apologize again for the rumble. Now flip over. We don't not too much, too many people. Well, as soon as we get more activity on YouTube, I'll go back over to it. But Facebook, let me ask y'all a question. Are y'all going to support President Trump or not? Based on what they're doing to him. Because the more, I'm telling y'all, it's like the more they do to President Trump makes me want to support him that much more. I was like, no, I want to support him more. I want to support him more. Right? So I'm just kind of curious. Is there anybody in here that doesn't want to support President Trump? Say, no, I don't want to support him. Because if all this information is coming out about him, I don't want to support him. You remember?
Russia.
Remember all that information that came out about President Trump? And everybody was, and all the left were saying, oh, he shouldn't have had the documents. He shouldn't have taken the documents. You know who shouldn't have taken the documents? Joe Biden.
I got hairy legs.
You know who else shouldn't have taken the documents? Mike Pence. But see, they don't talk about them. They've already exonerated Mike Pence. Oh, imagine that. But President Trump, because they see him as a threat. They see him as a threat. Oh, he has 5-year grace period. And what do they do? What do they do? They're still going after him. They're still going after him. So I just noticed that. Did you see that go pop up on the screen? So I have my automated little thing out there to put information out there about the bot. And it was grayed out. Like you couldn't even see it. Did y'all just see that?
Yeah, that's been happening. I've been having to unhide it.
That's crazy. So I put that in there. Facebook created it. And now they're hiding it?
Yep.
What in the world is that? That's crazy. But I'm supporting Trump. Me, a black man in America, not that that means anything, have anything to do with it, but I have to mention it because the left, they can't stand it. That's the only reason why I bring it up. Because I'm a black man in America with dreadlocks, y'all mind, and I'm going to support Trump. Let's get to the main thing here, the main action of the night. Finally, Kevin McCarthy said the magic words. He finally said it. So with him saying it, of course, they got to go all in on Trump now. Oh, my goodness. They got to go all in because McCarthy's about to throw a monkey wrench into their whole agenda. Listen, everybody. He finally says the words.
That they bribed the Bidens, okay? This was given to the FBI. When Bill Barr finally found out about it, he sent it to his office in Philadelphia. They actually said that this was very credible. The FBI kept this from the IRS individuals for them ever to see it. So not only do they claim that they were bribed, we now find information that 16 out of 17 payments from Romania were provided to the Biden shell companies while he was vice president. When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers. These 10-year IRS agents who have come forward said that the Biden family has been treated differently, that what Weiss has told us is different than what Garland and Weiss has told the public. And you're sitting here today where now you have found millions of foreign money, just what the 1023 alleges they did to Biden's family. Now we found that it has funneled through shell companies. If you're sitting in our position today, we would know none of this if Republicans had not taken the majority. We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry.
Do you hear it, right? He said... Personally, is already above and beyond the level of impeachment inquiry. We're past that already, but at least, okay, sometimes McCarthy, I constantly call him sometimes McCarthy, at least he's starting to say, you know what, it looks like because of all of the, Let me say this real quick, and I've said this before. They went after President Trump over actual fraudulent information. Remember the whole dossier?
Russia.
It was 100% fraudulent. The FISA courts, they knew it was fraudulent. The FBI knew it was fraudulent. The liberal government state media, they knew it was fraudulent, and they all still ran with the story. Here they have actual tangible proof, visible proof, physical proof about the Biden crime family and what's happening. We're looking into it, but at least he said the words. What are you going to say, Shannon?
I was going to say exactly what you said. You know, we have enough. Because listen, how did Pelosi impeach Trump the second time? It was one phone call to Ukraine, which they even lied about the whole narrative of the phone call. But she did it on one little tiny thing, right? Did a fraudulent impeachment. We have more than enough to impeach Biden.
Yeah.
Or, you know, proceed on the inquiry, as they say.
Yeah.
The inquiry is to look into if they have enough to impeached. And of course, today they asked Biden about it and he didn't answer. They asked KGP about it. She didn't want to respond. Before, they used to have a lot to say. Now they're just,
they're exhausted. Yeah.
Because finally, The media is starting to ask questions. And ask those questions that need to be answered. They're supposed to be transparent.
The House of Cards look like they're about to crumble. Listen.
Hannity, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon. Used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
Yep, exactly. And you know how it was denied when they used the FBI, the DOJ, to deny Congress from having oversight, meaning that they could not get any information that they were requesting. Joe Biden on day one did an executive order to prevent Congress from being able to look at the SARS reports connected to Hunter Biden and his criminal activities. And then you have the big tech companies. If you ask me, my personal opinion, the big tech companies, they're still in connection and communication with the FBI to block anybody from saying certain things. How many of y'all think is that the FBI is not doing it any longer? You know, I mean, that's a valid question, right? Right? Can I ask that question? How many of you is the FBI still working with big tech companies to censor conservatives? Yes or no? Yes or no? If you ask me, I say that they are. Right? Why would they stop? Why would they stop? We're going into the season. Why would they stop? They're going to try to do everything. Look what they did in the past few years. Why would they stop now? Who's going to stop them? Who's going to arrest them? And now McCarthy and them, the constantly saying they had the power of the purse, but you know that they're just saying it. Prove it. You know what? The House Republicans, since they have the power of the purse, they could actually bring an end to this whole indictment thing that the FBI is doing, the DOJ. They can actually bring it to an end. Cut off all of their funding, $0. I mean, every last one of them, all the ones that are there that are getting a paycheck from you and I, we the people, cut it off. I bet you they'll straighten up quick. As soon as they cut it off and they're saying, oh my goodness. See, if the FBI and the DOJ get a little taste of what the big tech companies have been doing to us as the American people, they'll straighten up really quick. You understand? They'll straighten up really quick because now you're cutting off their funding, right? See, the big tech companies, they do it to us because they don't want us to say anything or to relay the information or for you to hear the truth because the FBI is working with them. It's already been a known fact. I'm not making anything up. The only reason why I'm talking about it because the information has been released. Mark Zuckerberg himself went on Joe Rogan and straight up said it, that the FBI was going to Facebook. I'm not making that up. Google it. It's out there. And I was wondering, why in the world would Mark Zuckerberg feel compelled to go on Joe Rogan and tell the truth? It's like they get on Joe Rogan and it's like they have to tell the truth. But when they go before Congress, it's a completely different story. I think we actually have an article about Mark Zuckerberg having to go back to Congress. Right? Yep. Is this it here? Go ahead. Bring it up. No, split screen it. Bring it up. What are you doing? Bring it up. Yeah, there you go. Look at it right here. Look at this. There's an article right now with Mark Zuckerberg, with Congress, the House representative, you know, the Senate. I don't even know what the Senate is doing when it comes to, you know, anything from the American people, because you got Mitch McConnell there with Chuck Schumer. They're just like, you know, birds together, flock together. But here it is, Mark Zuckerberg. Look at this article.
Yep. House Judiciary Committee to vote on citing Meta Zuckerberg for contempt of Congress. The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a vote for this Thursday on whether to cite Mark with contempt of Congress, claiming that he has failed to comply with the subpoena. The subpoena has to do with the gathering of information by the Judiciary Subcommittee on the weaponization of the government, which has been investigating whether the executive branch coordinated with social media companies to limit posts on issues like COVID and vaccine. It says, to date, Meta has produced only documents between Meta and external entities and a small subset of relevant internal documents. The committee has a particular need for Meta's internal documents, which would shed light on how Meta understood, evaluated, and responded to the executive branch's, that's Biden's executive branch, request for directives to censor content, as well as Meta's decision-making process to censor viewpoints in the modern town square.
Yeah. So, yeah, in the modern town square, which I call the virtual public square. What we're on right now, this is the virtual public square. So if you wanted to go to the public square, the physical public square down the street or wherever it is in your home, the town square, and you wanted to say UFO, you have every right to do so. Do people walking by have to look, stop and look up and say, oh, yeah, there is a UFO? Or can they just like, I'm not paying attention, I'm going to keep walking. If there's one there or if there's not one there, you get to say it because that's where freedom of speech comes into play. They, working with the federal government, have been censoring conservatives. And if we can't, you know what? I'm going to have to be honest. They weren't only censoring conservatives. I've seen videos where liberals were complaining about the censorship on Facebook. I've seen liberals. But you know what these liberals? These liberals were starting to support Trump. Because it was like, you know, I'm a hardcore liberal, but this is just wrong what they're doing to Trump. Bam! Started getting censored. The same way they're doing RFK. Look how they're doing RFK. He's a hardcore Democrat. Used to be. If you ask me, RFK needs to run as an independent. If he runs as an independent, they're going to be highly upset. They're saying that RFK running as the independent will be a win for Trump, win for the MAGA Republicans. So he should run as an independent, if you ask me. But it's so bad in our federal government. They know it's bad. Remember Marjorie Taylor Greene? Right when she went into Congress, one of the first things that she did was articles of impeachment against Biden and his criminal activities. And then Nancy Pelosi took it upon herself to make sure that she could not sit on any committee. So she retaliated against her. Listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene says here. And this is a long clip. I'm not going to be able to play it all. But listen to what she says right here coming off the bat.
On January 21st, 2021, I introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. And less than 2 weeks later, I was kicked off all of my committees by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They said it was for Facebook comments and replies and likes, but we all know the truth. It was because my articles of impeachment on Joe Biden were correct. He was indeed abusing his power as Vice President of the United States. Now we have more information to prove that not only was I right then, but it was more damning than we already knew. But I'd like to roll back. President Trump was wrongfully impeached twice. And both of these impeachments must be expunged by the House of Representatives. But what I'd like to talk about is the difference in the type of information we have. The Democrats brought out the Steele dossier. The Steele dossier was written as a Democrat political opposition research paper. The information was written by a contractor and it was fed to the FBI with no transparency on subsources. The contractor had no primary source information and the FBI operationalized uncorroborated claims to secure FISA warrant on political campaign official of opposing political party. Information was later debunked by Congress, the Inspector General, and Special Counsel Investigations. But the mainstream media won Pulitzer Prizes on the bogus Russia narrative. And then they led the witch hunt, leading to impeaching President Trump over a phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Which was completely an innocent phone call. You remember, this is the same phone call that Adam Pencilneck Schiff was doing a parody on when he was reading a transcript. He wasn't reading the transcript verbatim. He was adding what he wanted to be in the transcript. I mean, literally lying to the point to where Adam Pencilneck Schiff will go down in history. His legacy, his legacy will be that he is a straight up liar. And that's why, that's part of the reason why he's trying to go over to the Senate, so he can possibly try to erase what happens in the House, so he can retire as a senator and not a House representative with his legacy known as being a liar. That's the only reason why he's trying to go. Other than that, he could care less. If they didn't put him down as a liar that he is, he wouldn't even be trying to go to the Senate. Y'all understand that?
But let me tell the House what type of information we actually have. We have an FBI form called an FD-1023 form. And here's the difference for the public listening. On the 1023 form, the information originated from an FBI informant who'd been relied upon for many years and was considered the FBI's top informant. It was also paid $200,000 for multiple years by the FBI. Information was written by the FBI agent in official FBI form and relied on no additional subsources. The FBI informant was a direct eye and ear witness to the information provided. The FBI apparently took no action to further the investigative claim. The FBI has refused to describe any investigative steps to assess the investigative information. Therefore, it has not been debunked, despite White House's lies and false claims. The mainstream media has largely ignored the story or parroted the White House false claim. What does the FD-1023 form tell you? I'll tell you exactly what it says, because not only have I read it, I also have it in my possession right here. And this is a form that the entire American people, the entire public should have, because it's unclassified. But Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, forced us to read it in a skiff and would not hand it over to us. Thankfully, Senator Chuck Grassley released this form because it was provided to him by a brave whistleblower. This form entails the damning information that then Vice President Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from the oligarch that owns Burisma. Not only did Joe Biden take a $5 million bribe, so did Hunter Biden. And what did Joe Biden deliver as Vice President of the United States? He got Viktor Shokin, the Ukrainian prosecutor general, fired from his job. How did Joe Biden, Vice President, get that done? He threatened to withhold $1 billion of U.S. aid to Ukraine until Viktor Shokin was fired. And you want to know what? He was fired. In 2016, Joe Biden himself bragged to the Foreign Council and told them that he got him fired. He bragged about it. It's on video. But that's not all they've done. Hunter Biden has also gotten his father on the phone over 24 times to talk with his business partners and talk with them about the business that they are doing. And even more so, in our possession, through our investigations on our Republican-led committees, we also have a WhatsApp chat that says, from Hunter Biden, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." Who's his father? Joe Biden. "Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand." And now means tonight. And it continues on. "What I'm demanding is that the Republican-led House of Representatives move forward on an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden, because this type of corruption should never be allowed to stand. We must expunge President Trump's wrongful impeachments, and we must impeach Joe Biden."
You know, I wasn't going to even play all of that, but dude, she was nailing it. She was bringing it. I mean, how did we get to this point where the corruption is blatantly in our faces? And all of those on the left, they don't care. They just look the other way. There was a troll on Facebook, and the troll's been vamped, been removed. I don't even play with the trolls any longer. I used to say, feed the trolls the truth. But the trolls, you got to get rid of them, because they serve no purpose. They serve no purpose but to cause disruption. They don't care about the truth. They only want to go with the lies. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was bringing it. Everything she was listening in there was true. I mean, everything was so crazy that it's beyond inquiring impeachment now. It's beyond that. It's been beyond that. But at least they're bringing it. But you know what? They're going to have to end up impeaching Joe Biden along with Kamala Harris. And because of what Nancy Pelosi did and the other Democrats, they should be held accountable as well. They should be have to take responsibility for their actions, for all of the criminal activities that they did and all the criminal activities that they let get passed. Because if they're able to get away with it, people in the future will come along, will have even more sinister ideas. And they already got one in there, Joffries, Hakeem Joffries. He's actually worse than Nancy Pelosi. If you can imagine someone being worse than Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Joffries, he's a nasty person, a nasty, evil, demonic person. And if I ever see him, talk to him in his face, I'm going to tell him to his face, you're a nasty person. You're a straight up nasty person. You don't care about the truth. You want to deflect. You want to blame others for the actions of the Democrat Party. And shame on you for supporting the party that put black people where they put them back in the 1930s, 1940s. Shame on you. And it's still the same party. I don't care what you say. I've done the research. It's still the same thing. I'm not going to believe that lie. It's only the left trying to convince everybody of that lie. Only the left. Speaking about the left not wanting people to know the truth. Now, y'all know who Hunter Biden is, right? Hunter Biden has this associate. What is his name? Devin Archer? Devin Archer. They've been wanting to question Devin Archer for the longest. Well, now, is it next Thursday, Shannon? Is it next Thursday? Oh, it's this coming Monday.
Well, supposedly it's going to be Monday. That's what they have
so this, supposedly this him. Monday, he's going to actually come before Congress and actually have the conversation.
It's going to be a closed door.
I thought it was going to be televised.
Nope.
You sure?
Yep. And literally in the article, it said closed door.
Well, I thought I saw something where they said it was going to be televised. But anyway, Listen to this. Listen to this, because now they're actually going to be able to ask him questions. And I'm just wondering, is he going to make it throughout the weekend? I'm just saying. Y'all heard what happened at the Bidens, right? Y'all heard what the Obamas. Y'all heard what happened there? The swim team. I'm just saying.
Well, the dam's finally breaking for the Bidens. Next Monday, Hunter Biden's right-hand man, Devin Archer, a lifelong friend and longtime business partner of the Biden family, will speak to James Comer's House Oversight Committee. He'll sit for a deposition under oath and possibly later testify live on camera. Miranda Devine at the New York Post reports that Devin Archer will tell Congress that Joe Biden spoke with and met with Hunter Biden's shady foreign business associates dozens of times. Testimony from a Biden insider like this will be devastating. Mm. Miranda reports that when Joe Biden was vice president, Hunter Biden was meeting with the Ukrainian energy CEO, dialed his father, put it on speaker, introduced his father, the vice president of the United States, to his Ukrainian boss, and let his dad know these guys, quote, need our support. 3 days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and got the prosecutor fired who was investigating Hunter's Ukrainian boss.
And everybody knows exactly what that video is by now. Everyone's been seeing it multiple times already. Everybody has seen it multiple times.
Yeah, this
and that's
guy's
the video
with
Joe Biden sitting on the panel saying, if you don't fire him, and he said, 6 hours later, by darn, the prosecutor was fired.
Supposedly, this guy has recordings or witnessed Joe Biden being in on the phone calls with Burisma. So Biden can no longer say he didn't know about it. He wasn't witness to it.
Ooh, I like how you said, I got you saying it now, too. You said, oh, Biden.
Probably. I've been around you long enough.
So. Yeah, it is.
They're nervous. Oh, Biden. They're very nervous about this guy coming to testify. And I think that that's actually going to perpetuate or help move the impeachment forward.
That's why I'm kind of like questioning, you know, I'm not saying, I don't know. I'm just questioning here. Is he going to make it through the weekend? Or maybe he'll be like some of the other whistleblowers that just, you know, disappeared. Right. Because they're fearful of, you know, something happening. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I don't want anything to happen. I want him to come forward and tell the truth. That's all we want. We want the truth. Right. But you can't handle the truth. Right. We can't handle the truth. That's why they've taken it upon themselves to tell us what we can and cannot hear, or what we should and should not believe. They're taking it upon themselves. The liberal left. Liberals, that's what they all think. They all think the way. Well, you're not. We need to tell you how to think because your way of thinking is not correct. Even though we know reality says otherwise, but we don't want you to think that way. So we're going to do everything we can to prevent you from thinking a certain way. And this whole thing with this guy, Devin Archer, right? Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's BFF. And now he's going to talk to him. I'm pretty sure he's like on the phone. What are you going to tell him? What are you going to say? What are you going to tell him? What are you going to say? And I could have swore I saw a video where Comer was saying that it's going to actually be a public. It's going to be public. Now, you say you saw an article.
There's several articles.
I guess we're going to see. But I could have swore I saw a video where they said it's going to be televised.
I
need to go and look at it. Maybe, I mean, it could have changed. It could have changed. Maybe it was televised and now it's not, right? Because they made some phone calls. Do not televise this. Do not televise this. I'm guessing. I don't know. But it should be televised. We pay their checks and we want to see it. We want to see it. We want to see what he has to say. Not behind closed doors. You're not kings and queens. The American people's asking for it. Show us to us. But see, this is how they want it. Look at Karine Jean-Pierre here. Let's bring this up here. Look at Karine Jean-Pierre. She's asked a question about this guy, Devin Archer. Listen to, of course, what do you think she's going to say? What do you think she's going to say when she's asked? What do you think? Watch.
Devin Archer, he's going to be having testimony for the Oversight Committee.
I'm sorry.
Devin Archer.
Okay.
Hunter Biden's business partner. Okay. One, do you consider him a reliable witness?
I don't have any comment on this.
Of course she's not going to have a comment on it. Let's pretend it's a TV series about people not being the way that they were born. She'll have a lot of comments on that. She'll talk all day about that. No issues at all. What do you want to know? What do you want to know? You notice they don't ever bring up Sam Bankman. You know, they don't ever talk about that any longer, right? He's in that circle. He's in that circle, but they don't bring him up anymore. Paige, I thought about going to the airport and going to some place and say, can you page somebody for me, please? Yeah, sure. Who you want me to page? Sam Bankman. And can I ask him to come to the luggage, please? Sam Bankman to the luggage. Sam Bankman to the luggage. I kind of want to do that. But anyways, hey, everybody, we are here at the end. Thank you so much for all of the blessings. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit the share button. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit the share button, both on Facebook and YouTube. And I do apologize again. There's some other stuff that I want to show you that I can't show you because my Rumble is not working. I'm not sure what's going on. But it is what it is. But thank you so much. If you're listening on the audio podcast, please go ahead and share the audio podcast as well. And if y'all haven't signed up for my audio podcast, simply go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you can just scroll down to the bottom. You can see the audio podcast down there. Subscribe to my audio podcast because sometimes you just want to listen while you're on the go. Yep. You can also support me at my website, uniteamericafirst.com/donation. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donation. I need your help. I need your support, everybody. I need for you to do it. Do it today. Do it today. God bless everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, everyone. We've all been longing for hope and a plan that would secure our elections forever. Well, now it's all come down to this. I'm hosting an event August 16th and 17th, and we're going to reveal the plan that will save our election platforms immediately. And it's something that's never been thought of before, and it's never been done before in world history. And the biggest thing is everyone's going to embrace this plan no matter who you are. So go to LindellEvent.com and sign up with your email now to gain exclusive live stream access. Enter your referral code and you'll also receive a free online gift now. Thank you and God bless.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicle. The reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website, tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not going to fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them from military personnel that you know. Go to tactilian.com/real and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. tactilian.com/real. You'll love it.